got to ask you, before we talk about the Jays and yourself in particular, your former team, 9 of 10, Jake Odorizzi is, you know, now he's pitching well. He's won 3 consecutive starts. I got to ask you, are the Tampa Bay Rays ever really out of it, Dan?
You know, that's kind of the mindset that Joe tries to install in you. And he has like the never panic type attitude and keeps it light. So I think, you know, even when the team is not really in it, they're still in it just due to the fact that, you know, he makes you believe in it.
Yeah, now, Dan, speaking of the Rays, you were on the team with some young stud pitching with Jeremy Hellickson, Matt Moore, David Price. I'd like to get your first impressions on Stroman and Sanchez with the Jays.
You know, I see a lot of the same type of attitude, confidence, and abilities. You know, it's amazing to see what kind of pitching has been coming up. These young pitchers are coming up, and you know, their caliber is so high right now. It's unreal to see that how these young kids come up and perform.
Mm-hmm. Dan Johnson joins us on Baseball Central, brought to you by Home Hardware. Dan, we saw a game last night, 14-1. Jays win over the Red Sox. All 9 starters got on base. I mean, you've been part of this team. You were through some real good games in Yankee Stadium this weekend. This team's been hitting well coming out of the All-Star break. I think, yeah, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I can't imagine they were damaged last night, but I believe at one point you guys had the highest team batting average in the majors coming out of the All-Star break. Everybody's getting involved in this. I got to ask you, this is a team that has 3 regulars out of the lineup, and it seems to me as if, just to a man, everybody's just kind of decided, you know what, that's just the way it is. We got a game to play tonight. Go out and get some hits.
That's exactly what's going on. I mean, the team is coming together as a team. You know, like without the big horses that are, you know, that are missing from the lineup right now, it's got to be a contribution from everybody. And if you notice, like, it's every night it's somebody else, and mm-hmm. you know, somebody else is coming through and really, really helping the team win in whatever way, shape, or form that we can.
You know, you made a comment to Barry, our Barry Davis, I think it was after Saturday's game, but you were talking about how you just think now that you had, I don't think you used the word you'd found your swing, but essentially what you were saying is now you're at that point now where you've had the number of major league at-bats where you kind of have a better idea of where your swing is, and you kind of get a sense that it's a little more where you want it to be. Is that hard for a guy who isn't playing every day? You know, everybody talks about professional hitters. You know, guys go down in the cage, study video and all that. But if you're not in the game on a day-to-day basis, it's got to take a while before you get that feeling back, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, timing's everything in this game. And, you know, without repetitions, it's hard to get the timing and everything going again. So, you know, it's but once you get yourself locked in and you get ready to go, you know, that's kind of what I was telling Barry the other day, you know, because when I first came up, like, for a guy that isn't known to strike out much, I was not putting the ball in play. You know, so I'm going to try to fight and get on base any way I can, whether it be a walk, hit, whatever else. But, you know, striking out, that's the ultimate way of not getting on base. You know, you're not really helping the team. So, you know, I kind of saw myself starting to stay back and starting to hit the off-speed pitches, and you know, that's when I told Barry, I said something about, you know, I'm starting to get that feeling again, and then carried it into New York, and that's where I really, really started feeling good about my swing.
Right. Now, Dan, you've had a short stint with Melky Cabrera. We've been saying here all year that he's probably the most consistent hitter the Jays have had all year. Yeah, just being with him a short time, why do you think he's so good?
Wow. It's hard to put a finger on why. I mean, it seems like he goes up there and he squares up the baseball every time he goes in the box. And if you're getting, you know, if you hit the ball hard like that every time you go up there, you're giving yourself a good chance of getting a hit, because he's not just a pull hitter. He, you know, he's using all sides of the field. Whenever he gets his pitch, he doesn't miss it. You know, he gets up in the box, and it's like it doesn't matter what pitch it is, but when it's coming in that strike zone, he doesn't miss it.
Mm-hmm. Dan Johnson joins us in Baseball Central. You played for Joe Maddon. You're playing now for John Gibbons. Talk to us a little bit about the difference between the two managers in terms of style and in terms of the way they run a dugout and the way they run a clubhouse.
You know, I'd say I see a lot more similarities between the two. You know, the differences, I would say, would be Maddon seems to kind of just live, you know, on the edge type of thing. He just, whatever he feels at that time, that's what he goes with. Whereas, you know, Gibby's more of a guy that, you know, looks at and makes decision more rational than, you know, what Joe would do. But they're both very non, you know, like they're very, very both laid back, non-panicky, you know, get this thing done and go out and win a ball game.
You know, this is a team, the Blue Jays, as we said, they're without three core players. They made a deal for Danny Valencia. There's obviously going to be some movement up and down the rest of the year, although in the minor league season, thankfully for some guys, the minor league season's ending soon. How hard is it to sort of keep your focus on where you are, knowing that, you know, there's stuff happening around you?
You know, it is hard, but, you know, you can't really dwell on it. You can't really, you know, it's one of those things you got to deal with it, you know. It's part of the game. The team's going to do what they feel is best for the team to win. And ultimately, that's what it all comes down to, because we're all competitors here, and you know, we want our team to win. And whatever way that the organization finds, that's how we're going to do it. That's what we all, you know, pretty much get behind, whether we like it or not.